mercy and peace from God our Father and our Lord Jesus Christ. The title for today's message is Fear the Lord Rather than Man. The text is based on St. Matthew's Gospel, chapter 1. Now the birth of Jesus Christ took place in this way. When his mother Mary had been betrothed to Joseph, before they came together, she was found to be with child from the Holy Spirit. And her husband Joseph, being a just man and unwilling to put her to shame, resolved to divorce her quietly. But as he considered these things, behold, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream, saying, Joseph, son of David, do not fear to take Mary as your wife, for that which is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will bear a son, and you shall call his name Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins. All this took place to fulfill what the Lord had spoken by the prophet. Behold, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which means God with us. When Joseph woke from sleep, he did as the angel of the Lord commanded him. He took his wife, but knew her not until she had given birth to a son, and he called his name Jesus. Here ends the gospel. Fear is a common experience. One night, during a severe thunderstorm, a mother was tucking her small son into bed. She was about to turn off the light when he asked in a trembling voice, Mommy, will you stay with me all night? We all have some kind of fear. You may fear pollution or cancer. Some fear high places. Everett McKenzie knows that. Some fear walking alone in the dark. I myself fear the cat because I was scared by a cat in my childhood. What caused you to be afraid? In today's gospel, Matthew records that Joseph was afraid to take Mary as his wife. Why was he afraid? Imagine yourself in his position. You just found out that your fiance is pregnant, and you know that you are not the father. You are shocked and deeply hurt. You can no longer bear the thought of uniting yourself with the one who has betrayed you. As you come out of shock, you begin to make plans. You want to avoid becoming the talk of town. It's not fun being laughed at by anyone. Even worse, your loved one will be publicly despised and rejected if her misdeed become known. Joseph's situation of what to do with the woman to whom he was legally, but still not physically, joined would not be a major problem today. Today, some couples live together without being married, and even have children. The case of a man marrying a woman who is carrying another man's child is not uncommon. Sadly, our society no longer considers sex outside of marriage to be sinful. But Joseph's world was very different. At that time, the Jew even stoned to death women who transgressed the sixth commandment. We can imagine that Mary told Joseph the child she was bearing was from God, as the angel Gabriel had said to her, "For you have found favor with God, and behold, you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you shall call his name Jesus." But clearly, Joseph neither understood this nor believed that Mary was pregnant with God's son, Emmanuel, the one promised by the prophet Isaiah. Because of his fear and confusion, he decided to divorce Mary, to cut her out of his life. Even though divorce is a bitter experience, in Joseph's mind, he had no other choice. You see, worldly fear controlled him. What about you? I know today is a happy day, even though you may have not slept much last night. But I'm sure we all have fear in our daily life, and these fears sometimes drive us in wrong decisions. You may be afraid of betrayal by your friends, relatives, or even your kids or spouse. Or perhaps you are afraid of how someone treats you. You may decide to cut someone out of your life because of this fear. At Christmas, we may worry whether the gift we choose for someone is the right one, or whether the house looks good enough, or we may fear the loneliness of celebrating without the loved one. These fears and worries controlled our minds so that we cannot focus on the joyful celebration of our Lord and Savior's coming. But where does this fear come from? What is fear really? It is sin. Our fear of anything other than God condemns us. God said to Isaiah, "Do not fear what men fear, nor be in dread, but the Lord of hosts, him you should regard as holy. Let him be your fear." So often, fear of men drives us away from God. Thereby, we are treating the things which we fear as our gods. Instead, as we learned in the Catechism, we should fear and love God above all things. This is a different kind of fear, not a terror of being found out what we had done something bad, but awe and respect, because a king and lord. In the Bible, the Hebrew word yared is used to describe the fear of God. This word means to stand in awe of, to reverence, honor, and respect. It does not mean that we tremble at the mention of the name of God, but it does mean that we honor him, that we respect him, that we reverence him. Now imagine Queen Elizabeth walking into our sanctuary right now, or your favorite hockey player, or movie star. To our Pastor Harold, of course, the baseball player. What's your reaction? Maybe you will slowly stand up and look at her or him reverently. Maybe your eyes will get very large. Maybe you will not be able to speak, all due to the fearful respect. In our Christmas text, the angel of the Lord came to Joseph and said to him, "Do not be afraid." In other words, do not fear man, but rather fear and respect God. Now we are told that Joseph was already a just man, that is, a faithful, God-fearing Jew. As one of God's chosen people and a direct descendant of David, Joseph was also eagerly waiting for the promised Messiah. But the way in which this Messiah came was far beyond his imagination, let alone his human understanding. It had to be revealed to him by the angel. For that which is conceived in Mary is from the Holy Spirit. She will bear a son, and you shall call his name Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins. As a righteous man, Joseph knew the true fear of God, and this drove him to faith. Through what the angel revealed, Joseph had faith in the power of Almighty God. This faith gave Joseph the peace to take Mary home as his wife and to care for her child as his own. You see, God's love and power drove Joseph to deeper faith. The power of God is present and active in this world. Not only that, God's power focuses on our salvation. The conception of Jesus happened apart from the normal means of conception. That is a miracle. God's power displayed. God came into the world as a baby in Mary's womb. God's Son became human flesh in order to die on the cross for our sin, in order to live among his people. His name, Emmanuel, means God with us. God is not far away somewhere doing his own thing. No, God is right here with us, experiencing the suffering, pain, and sorrow of our life. God knows what is going on in our heart, and he comes to save us. The power of God is focused on our salvation, not to destroy us, but to destroy the sin that kills us. John 3:16-17 says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but in order that the world might be saved through him." This power of God to destroy the sin came into sharp focus on the cross. There, God destroyed sin through the death and the resurrection of Jesus. There, God showed us his awesome love. The baby Jesus grew up to die and rise again so that we can have forgiveness. God knows our greatest need, so he sent Jesus, his only begotten Son, as his greatest gift to the world. The purpose of this gift is proclaimed by the angel in our text. "You, Joseph, shall call his name Jesus, for he will save his people from their sin." This is forgiveness. in the name of Jesus and through our faith in Him, we are forgiven. We are forgiven all our sin, even the sin of fearing something else in the place of God. Forgiveness is not about what we need to do, but about what God did for us through Jesus Christ. As Psalm 130 tells us, with you, Lord, there is forgiveness, that you may be feared. Did you get that? God's forgiveness leads to our fear. That is, when we know the power of God is forgiveness, our fear, respect, and faith increase. God's forgiveness is His power. The power of God is greater than anything else we may fear in this life. God's power is active in effecting our salvation. It's also active in our daily life. God's power comes to us through His Word, through our baptism, through His Holy Supper, to strengthen and nourish our faith. In today's text, Joseph is an example to us. He was a righteous man and acted out of faith and trust in God. He obeyed the angel's command from God. His fear and respect of God overcame the fear of man, and he took Mary as his wife. As in the life of Joseph, God is at work in our lives also. We can live without being afraid of God because we are forgiven. We are a new person, and the Holy Spirit is working in us day by day. In Jesus, we know that God is more powerful than anything in life we face, so we don't have to fear what happens. We know God's Word is more powerful than man, and we trust in God's Word more than we trust in what other people may say about us. However, this doesn't mean our worldly fear have all gone. Joseph surely still lived with worldly fears. But the fear of God and faith that followed overcame those fears. The fear of this world that weighed heavy upon us are driven out, are overcome by the joy of knowing that the power of God saves us and forgives us. We see His power revealed as a little baby in manger today. We see His power as the King on the cross on the Good Friday. And we see His power as the risen Lord on Easter Sunday. Have you opened your Christmas gift already? What is your favorite one? Today, I have good news for you. Jesus is the most wonderful Christmas gift that God freely gives us. He gave us this Christmas gift which saved us. He gave us this gift which redeemed us from our sin. This gift which gave us His life for us. This gift which lies in the manger. This infant, Jesus. This gift makes our Christmas not fearful, but merry. Merry Christmas. in the name of Jesus. Amen.
We now worship our Christmas Lord with his offering.